can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, well, well. Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join us as we dissect the latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Movie Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I am joined by the wonderful Ariane.
Hi, everyone.
Today, I am very excited to be talking about these movies. You could say they take filmmaking to new heights. I have prepared a couple mountaineering quips for this episode.
Yes.
We are talking about the movie Free Solo, which is out in theaters, and then the movie Meru, which is on Netflix, and you can probably buy it through other sources.
Yeah.
But if you have a Netflix account, that would be the easiest way. We are going to start by talking about Free Solo. And I just want to say, right now, me and Ariane are in Sacramento. It's pretty smoky out, and it is hard for me to breathe, but it was even harder when I was watching this film.
Yes. Both of these are
both
crazy.
Both of these are insane.
So I was going to say, you should probably explain what Free Solo is.
Yes.
Because I had a little bit of confusion of that earlier, because I began watching the Solo movie, Star
About
Wars
Han
version.
Solo?
Yeah. Until I looked up what Free Solo is, or free soloing.
Yes.
So I'll let Heidi explain that.
Yes. So Free Solo is a documentary, and it is about the free solo rock climber named Alex Honnold. And free soloing is a mountain climbing term when you're climbing without ropes, so hence free. It's really just you going up there with like some chalk on your hands to help you stick. And then the solo part is because usually you do it alone. Obviously, in this movie, there were cameramen, so he wasn't really completely alone. But it's generally like if you go up to go climb, you have a harness and rope, and so you might have a belayer, you know, like someone to go climbing with you, like a team or just like one other friend.
Right.
But this is, you can be alone. You don't need anyone to like help belay you from the ground. You don't have any ropes attaching you to the mountain.
Right.
And if you're not understanding what I mean, I'm just saying there's a person on a mountain with no protection keeping them on that mountain.
Right.
If they slip, they will fall to their death.
Yes.
Or at least very terrible, terrible injuries.
Right.
And it's terrifying.
Yeah. And without anybody there to get you medical attention.
Right.
If you haven't previously let somebody know that's what you're going to do. So if you're by yourself, you know, free climbing. That's,
yes.
That's crazy. So
also, a lot of times free soloers die and no one can find their body for like 2 days or something.
It's horrible.
Because they're out there alone, so no one knows they're there.
It's like that movie 128 Hours.
And James Franco had to cut his arm off.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like that, but not stuck in a boulder, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He was prepared to climb with rope and everything, but he ended up, you know, falling in between.
Stuck. Yeah.
So
basically,
this is
different because it's not, it's like not about being stuck.
Yeah.
It's more about, I mean, as Miley Cyrus would say, it's about the climb.
Yeah.
But so this film, as I mentioned, is in theaters, 2018 movie. It's a documentary. It is directed by Elizabeth Chai Vassar Healy?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And her husband, Jimmy Chin. And Jimmy actually also directed the next movie. Actually, both of them directed the other movie we will talk about, which is Meru, which is also about climbing, but not free soloing.
Right. And Jimmy, was he in Free Solo?
Yes, he is in Free Solo. He is not the free soloer.
Right.
As I've mentioned, that is Alex Honnold. But he is, you see him in both these films.
Right.
And I would like to mention, I know that we do talk about documentaries a fair amount on this podcast. It's because Ariane and I both like documentaries.
Right, exactly.
And one of the things that I like like about this film is it is a documentary, but in a way it also feels like kind of like a movie about the making of a, it's a movie about the making of that movie.
Yeah.
It's like you are, it's not just like a documentary where it's like interviewing people, you know,
right.
Like you're fully aware of the camera crew that is there mm-hmm. filming this like amazing feat. And basically it's almost like you have a camera crew filming your camera crew.
Right.
And I actually really enjoy that because I like the sort of like behind the camera part of yeah. movies as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a personal interest in that. So that is very fascinating to me. So exactly. maybe if you're someone who wants to be immersed in the story of a movie, mm-hmm. this is not necessarily that.
Right.
But to me, I think that adds to
more
the
so
film.
How it's made too.
Yes.
Because I like that aspect also.
Yes. Being and you in- see all the technology of how they were able to film this yeah. and everything. And I really enjoy that. Yeah. So this film is about the rock climber Alex Honnold. And it is about his quest to perform a free solo climb of El Capitan, which is a mountain in Yosemite Valley. And I grew up going to Yosemite Valley a lot. I'm like a native Californian, so I've been there. And El Capitan is a giant, like, I mean, Half Dome is the famous like granite face where it's flat.
Mm-hmm.
El Capitan is not, doesn't have a flat side necessarily, but the rock is very smooth and it's a very famous rock for many mountain climbers.
Wow.
And this film premiered at the Telluride Film Festival on August 31st, 2018.
Oh, wow.
And it also screened at the 2018 Toronto International Film Festival. And while at that film festival, it won the People's Choice Award for Best Documentary. And then it was released to many theaters in the U.S. September 28th, 2018.
Right.
And this film was made on a $300,804 budget.
Wow.
And, oh, sorry. That's how much that movie made from just four theaters
wow.
in the opening weekend. So, sorry. Let me say that again. This film made $300,804 from four theaters in opening weekend.
That's crazy.
And that has surpassed another independent film, Eighth Grade, and also the well-known film, An Inconvenient Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so it that's insane. Four theaters. And so that is for the highest per value average of 2018. And it's like this, as I said, it's like this amazing like documentary tell-all.
Yeah.
And it has since expanded to 41 theaters, and that was in its second weekend of release, and it has made $562,786.
Wow.
Which, again, is crazy for, like, a documentary film.
It really is. Because not
insane.
A lot of people like documentaries. They don't
right.
want to sit there and learn. They want to be
right.
entertained.
And these are in theaters that are not even major theaters. Like, it's not in, like, a Regal theater or an AMC theater.
Right, it's not.
It's like independent theaters.
Right. I looked up a place to where to go watch it, and it's, like, the closest place was, like, 25 miles from me. I'm
yes.
like, I don't know if I can go watch
I had to go to a theater that plays, like, independent films in my town. Like,
yeah.
it wasn't any of the major theaters.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that. I also, like, when I was watching this film, I kind of enjoy the crowd that goes to independent films because
yeah.
I was, like, surrounded by elderly people, like, watching this film. Not
that's
that I'm
awesome.
Saying it's not for young people. It is. I just went on a weekday, so that's probably why
right.
it was, like, the elderly. And they loved this film. It was
yeah.
also great because it's free soloing on El Capitan, so things would happen if we're like, and, like, it was, like, a fun theater experience.
Oh, it's crazy.
We all just, like, were, like, sweating heavily together.
like, for this person.
All anxiety-driven. So, as I mentioned earlier, it is directed by Elizabeth and Jimmy. And Jimmy is a climber himself. He is a climber, photographer, videographer. He's also a skier. And he does a lot of work like National Geographic and things like that.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about his other film, Meru. But he has done a lot of, like, you've probably seen his work.
Yes.
And a lot of times, not only does he film it, but he's also in the movie,
mm-hmm.
kind of like free solo in this. But I would say this is probably, I don't know this for sure, but this is probably one of his biggest films that he's ever made.
Right.
And also that's because the subject matter is huge. Like,
right.
free soloing
people,
El Capitan
yeah.
is a giant task.
Right. And I feel like a lot of people do mountain climbing and rock climbing and
right.
just kind of climb, not just those, but climbing in general because
right.
it's like ice and snow,
right.
like in Meru, like
uh-huh.
they had to experience all those elements. But, like, there are a lot of climbers
Yes.
Which is crazy because I didn't know that. And I'm like, you people are crazy.
Yeah.
I would never do that. I'm so scary.
Yeah. And as I said, like, I grew up going to Yosemite Valley. So my father is a very big outdoors guy. So shout out to my dad. You would love this film.
But pops too.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a kind of movie, like, if you like the outdoors and camping.
Yeah.
And growing up, we would go into Yosemite and stand by El Capitan, and my dad would point out all the climbers that were like climbing it, because you could see like their colored like clothes and everything. And they just look like little ants on
it's crazy.
Also, I would like to say, so this feat by Alex Honnold is the first free solo climb of El Capitan. He also climbed Half Dome, but it was like the north side of Half Dome, which is insane. and like he has just done amazing things.
How old is this man?
He's 33.
Oh, he's still young.
So he's young. I mean, this is, you have to be young to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is insane. He has like, he's probably the premier climber right now in the climbing community.
Wow.
And also like, I have friends who climb, and like kind of like where I live is like a little bit of like a outdoorsy type location. So I know a lot of climbers, and it's kind of like the whole, like, I'm going to go sleep in my van in the desert for a week and just climb boulders type of situation going on. But to see that community on such a big screen and have that subject matter just like be so profitable, it's amazing to me.
Yeah,
so I feel like that's very anti to what the mountain climbing community is. Mm-hmm. You know, like mountain climbers might get like, some crazy mountain climbers might get sponsored by like Red Bull or something,
right?
Or like cliff jumpers, you know, or like, you know, sponsored a little bit by like North Face. But this is huge. This is reaching mass amounts of people, and I think mostly that's because it's a story about like human accomplishment,
right?
And like human triumph over nature in a way.
It is crazy.
And it's like insane because you also learn about like the human psyche of climbing and like how nuts it really is.
It's say nuts, they think it's normal.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
but
right, if you're a climber, you probably hate me, but
right, sorry.
It is like, for someone who is not a climber, who likes to have their feet solidly on the ground,
yes,
I don't even like boats or planes, like it is insane.
It is crazy. Watching them, like, I saw clips on this one, and then I watched the other one, and I'm like, you have to be crazy. You have to be crazy to want to do this.
Right.
But then it does, like, Jimmy Chin does go into and say, it's just like, in your head, like, you can't not accomplish this. It's like,
right,
I get it, I guess, in a kind of a weird way. Like,
right,
people aspire to get A's all the time in school, right, and they can't not get an A. So kind of similar like that.
Right. Right. I agree. And I feel like one of the reasons, like, I feel like I've said this a couple times in different ways, but I feel like I can't stress it enough, is like, it is a story about like an amazing athletic feat, but it's also like such a crazy feat that you can't not wonder what is going through that person's head.
Right.
And this movie helps you see that, because at a certain point, it was almost like the question of why doesn't even matter anymore.
Right.
Because this person is so set on this task, and like, you realize that that question of why doesn't really cross their mind.
Yeah, it's just how.
Right.
To them.
It's just for us, we wonder why, but they don't really think that.
Right. We're like, why would you be so crazy to not use ropes? And they're like, well, how am I going to get up there?
Right.
What?
Exactly. Exactly. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and keep talking about Free Solo.
Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. We are going to continue talking about the film Free Solo. And I just want to mention that climber Alex Honnold, which this film documents, he also, before doing this climb of El Capitan free solo, he also did a free solo climb of Half Dome. And that was also in another film called Alone on the Wall. Okay. And that film came out before this one. And that was when he was a bit younger. And that's him climbing Half Dome. I believe it was like, I want to say he was the first climber to do it free solo. And it is like one of the most incredible climbs. I mean, you can only imagine. Like, the face of Half Dome is insane.
I haven't ever seen it.
Oh, it's insane. Oh, yeah. You're not a Californian.
I will look it up, though.
It is a amazing, like, mountain. And then just to imagine someone up there without a rope just scares me. It's insane. While watching this, as I said, like, I was in a theater of, you know, older people, and we were just like gasping at every climb that he made, and it is terrifying. But also just like, I don't know, like, this film has a, like, I wouldn't want to say characters, but other people in the film, mm-hmm. and the main character is Alex's girlfriend, and I think she is helpful in this film because she's not really a climber.
Okay.
So, like, all of the questions and all of her fear that she expresses about what he's going to do, I feel like is really what the audience feels.
Or what we're all thinking.
Right, what we're all thinking. Good. Because I think, like she is like, why do you have to do this? Like, I don't understand. And that's what we're all thinking.
Exactly.
Why do you have to do this? I don't understand.
That is.
I definitely, she is important in the story. You know, like, no matter what happens in their personal lives or his personal life or in their relationship, she is helpful for this film because I like, she is asking him all the questions that I want to ask, but then by her asking, you're also seeing more about Alex's mind, about how he responds,
right?
Because she will bring things up and basically, like, he won't tell her exactly when he's gonna go do it because he doesn't want her, like, to freak out,
right?
You know, and I think also because he doesn't want her to stop him,
right?
Because it's like his life's dream, yeah. You know, that's the thing. And she says a lot of times, like, I'm so scared, but, like, I don't want to be that person who stands in the way of someone's dream,
right?
You know, and, like, even, like, in the film, you also see his mom, and his mom kind of says the same thing, you know, like, he doesn't tell me when he's gonna go do these things, which I've always appreciated. And she's like, and I could try and stand in his way, and I could try and cut him off and make him not do this, but how can you do that when this is the thing that brings him the most joy?
Exactly.
You know, like, to see that in your child, I think for her is like, you want to see your child at their best. Mm. And she's like, I can't, like, I don't want to take that away from him. And I'm sure some parents would be like, you do it anyway, you know?
No, but you don't. It doesn't matter. Right, like, especially,
it's what he wants.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you wouldn't do that if your kid was doing something even safer. You wouldn't.
Right.
You know, if they're like, I want to play basketball, you would encourage them to go and learn as much as they can, practice as much as they can, which he probably does. I mean,
his is
a lot more risky because he can lose his life. But either way, you don't want to stand. And he's grown. He's 33.
Yeah.
So you can't really say you can't go do that. He's going to look at you and be like, I'll just go tomorrow. Like, you don't
right. Exactly. You can't just stop him like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think, like, I am so glad that they have other people in this movie who are expressing things like we all are all thinking. Because if you just had Alex where he's like, yeah, it's going to be great, I'm not scared, that'd be a much different film. And so this film really touches on, like, the feat of climbing it, and also just all the emotions that go along with it.
Yeah.
Because I think you would almost argue that in some ways, Alex is almost, like, callous in a way. Like, he's, like, one of the important things that they talk about in this film is, like, to do something like this, you have to put up armor.
Yeah.
You have to protect yourself mentally because you're just so focused. And they're saying, like, when you do that in other areas of your life, too. Like, you have to put up, like, armor to the people around you because if you, like, are, like, in love or something, like, that's being very vulnerable, and you can't be vulnerable if you're going to go do something like this.
I like
this.
The word you used as far as armor for that, because it does, it is a definite protection and mental armor, how you said, because it's like, you know, you can't have a, I don't want to say weak, but a, like, vulnerable mindset to be like, oh, what if this? No, you're just going to go do it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And that's definitely part of it, is, like, there's just the idea of, like, he's just going to go do it. And you really see his journey to like really conquer this mountain, because you see him writing all of his notes of like, okay, at this point, do this. And then there's a part where he's like, at pitch 27, you know, right foot, you know, karate kick out this way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Then it's like, then comma, trust, comma, like autopilot. And it's like, he's done it so many times that he has to his brain has to be completely focused on the task.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only imagine, like, you probably feel the most alive when you're literally, like, trying not to fall off a rock face like that
right.
and tumble to your death. And like, there are just so many elements of, like, the psychology of it. Like, there's a part where he goes to get an MRI about his brain because he, like, wants to know, like, is my brain broken? Because I just want to go do these things. And there's also this part of where he talks about free soloing, and another part that's interesting about this film, that it's kind of like a movie about a movie, is that all of the people who are filming it are like climbing, like they're all climbers,
they all have experience doing it.
And like Jimmy Chin is, as I said, he's like a filmmaker, a photographer, a skier, a climber, and all the people are like that. Like, their job is to like film and photograph climbers, but they're also climbers, you know, and they have to be in order to get to those places to film. And so, like, there's so many people who are climbing and they're talking to him about this task.
Right.
And you see a lot of them where they're like, you know, anyone who decides to make free soloing a big part of their life is dead.
Right.
Because it's so freaking dangerous.
It really is.
You know?
I want to go back to where you said his planning on it.
Yes.
Because when there is an extensive amount of planning. It's not like they're just going up there and saying, oh, this looks like a good spot.
Right.
Like, they really learn about the mountain or the face that they're going to climb or whatever, and then see the best route up. And, you know, all it's not just like they just randomly doing this. Like, it's like how, and we talked in another one about the how they prepare.
Yes.
And it's not just like a random one day thing.
No, it's like it could be like crazy. Years of preparation.
Yeah,
you know, like years of this dream and then years of preparation for a short execution. Also, talking about short execution, I want to mention Alex climbed El Capitan in 3 hours and 57 minutes. That is insane. It takes people days
to do
that with ropes. Like, and he did it in 3 hours, 57 minutes. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, even if he was climbing that with ropes, that is so freaking fast.
How big is that mountain?
Let's see. Oh, shoot. I don't know. I will have to look that up.
I'll look that up really quick.
Oh, thank you. But it's insane. Like, he also starts climbing at, like, 3 a.m.
You know what? Why did they start so early?
Because if the sun will reflect against the rock and blind you, basically.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to know where, because they, as we said, they're so prepared. Like, you have to know where the sun's going to be on the rock when you're climbing. And so, like, they know at, like, 8 a.m. the sun is going to be here.
Uh-huh.
And that'll be too bright. And, like, he doesn't wear sunglasses. Like, he's just going up there. He has, like, no gear, which is insane.
Yeah. So I want to say that El Capitan, it says that it's 7,569 feet.
That's insane.
So for him to climb that in 3 hours, are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, almost 4 hours, but that is insane.
That is crazy.
And he doesn't take breaks. He just goes.
And, you know, being from California, you, Heidi, can you imagine being at that altitude? Because it's so low here. I remember driving here and it's like, oh, the altitude is 11. And I was like, wait, what? Coming from Salt Lake, we're around the there, it's like around 2,000, 3,000.
Yeah, it's way different.
Yeah. So you're just going from, you know, a low altitude to 7,000 feet up is insane. It's crazy.
And also, when you're seeing him climb, all the wind is whipping around him, you know?
Oh my gosh.
It's terrifying. I was scared the whole film. But it's also crazy, like, people climb that route so you can see when he's climbing where people have put their hands.
Yeah.
Because there's so few hand and footholds that it's worn away on the rock where people have put their hands.
Oh, wow.
And so every little tiny, like, foothold, he's like, all right, like, when he's describing it, he's like, right hand on, you know, hand grip, whatever. And basically he's like, it's about only the size of half your thumb.
Oh my gosh.
And he's out there with no ropes, and he only has, you know, his right foot on a tiny, tiny spot, and
like
then he's like on
grip.
A half inch, and then his left hand is on a spot smaller than his thumb.
Oh my
And that's
gosh.
What's like getting him up. And it's insane. There are so many facts I wish I didn't know.
Yeah.
like
it
watching
terrifies
film.
You though.
Also, I will say, and this is not a spoiler alert, he did not die. He made the climb.
Good.
So if I did not know this, I don't think I could watch this film.
Yeah, me either. I watched, for the simple fact, I watched a documentary where they were trekking through a place in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the team members, they were talking about heat stroke and the severity of it all throughout, you know, especially where they were trekking through. And it showed one of the members, the team members, die of heat stroke.
Oh, God.
And so I was like, I don't even want to watch this no more because people are dying. And then that's how I felt when, especially when I watched Maru. Or Meru, however you pronounce that. I can't watch because if like if you die, I don't want to see that.
right. Yeah, and we should move on to the next film, Meru. Actually, I think we should take a break. I need a break.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to take a break and catch my breath
there
and calm down a bit and then talk about Meru and then have my heart rate go up again.
Okay.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. I have been able to regain some of my composure just so that we can talk about another movie about being on the side of a mountain.
Yes.
So this film is Meru. I say Meru. I feel like that's right, but I really don't remember.
That's how they pronounced it in the film, too, because when I first read it, I was like, oh, Meru. And then they're like, Meru. I'm like, oh, I don't get it. Whatever.
Yeah. So Meru is a film. It's another documentary film made in 2015. It is about the first ascent of the it's called the shark fin route of Meru Peak. Mm-hmm. Meru Peak is in the Himalayas in India. This film was co-directed, as I mentioned, the same couple who made Free Solo, of Jimmy Chin and Elizabeth Chai Vesa.
Is that his wife?
That's his wife.
Vesa, the same last name?
She's an independent woman, Ariane.
Yes, I get it.
She doesn't need his name. I'm so sorry, Elizabeth. I'm so sorry. I can't say your name.
We're just
going to
call you
apologize.
Elizabeth. Is that okay?
Yeah, or Chai, you know.
Elizabeth Chai?
Yeah, there we go. They are great, though, because I loved both of these movies. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting to see the difference between the 2015 film and the 2015-2018, mm-hmm. because, like, just the camera technology, probably the production money.
Right.
Because in Free Solo, the cameras they use are incredible, mostly because they don't want to get super close to Alex and throw off his climbing.
Yeah.
Do they use a lot of drones? They do use drones, which is also, again, a difference between 2018-2015.
Mm-hmm.
And also in 2015, I feel like this is a little bit more personal for Jimmy because he is a part of this expedition.
In Meru.
Yes,
he is.
So, as I'd said, this is about the climbing of Meru Peak in the Himalayas. But what makes this particularly interesting is about using the route called the shark fin.
Mm-hmm.
And this has never been done before. Climbers have attempted to climb this peak on this route, but no one else has before.
Right. They've all failed.
Right. And this is about an expedition of three people trying to climb this peak on this specific route.
Right. I love how they describe it in this one. They're like, how they described it, and I don't remember if it was Jimmy or whoever, mm-hmm. but they said it's like a point, if you get to the top of this shark's fin, mm-hmm. it's the point where the space meets earth meets hell.
Yes.
And I was like, how in the what? did the, what did you just say? And but it is amazing, like the view that they show when they get up there is amazing.
They are like walking on this like knife's edge, like point. Like I don't know how they even stood on there. I don't know.
No, they would. They were literally straddling it just fine.
Yeah, it was insane.
Crazy.
It was insane. So I mean, again, I feel like this is not a spoiler alert. They climbed the mountain peak.
Yes, they did. They
you can know that. But this film won the U.S. Audience Documentary Award at the 2015 Sundance Film Festival, rightfully so, mm-hmm. I feel. And just to provide a little bit more summary, so this film, it is about the team, which consists of Conrad Anker, Jimmy Chin, and Renan Ozturk. Mm-hmm. And they try and climb and reach the summit of Meru. There is a failed attempt in 2018, and then they return to conquer it again.
Yes.
And this is a...
In 2008.
Yes. 2008. And part of this like whole climb is, as you're climbing the mountain, you have to face snow. Mm-hmm. It's in the Himalayas. Yes. You have to face the altitude, again, Himalayas. But you're also facing, like, rock climbing, so it's not just hiking.
Right.
And then you're also doing, like, snow rock climbing and, like, sheer cliffs.
Yes.
Like, part of it is, like, this part of the mountain is just, like, a cliff over the earlier part of the mountain. So you're, like, just dragging yourself up.
Yes.
Just, like, arm strength.
Yeah, because it's, like, they said it's an overhang, and then it's
overhang. That is the right word.
Yeah. And then the rock part is, it's smooth granite. They
yes. Were just like, so it's, like, so glass. It's,
yes. So the difficulty there, you can imagine, is intense.
Yeah. I think they were saying it's one of the most technically difficult climbs.
Yeah.
You know, like, Everest is, like, the highest.
Right.
But this is, like, extremely technical and difficult.
Right. It took them days, and I want to say that the altitude on that was, like, what was it, like, 30,000 or 20,000?
The whole peak itself is 21,850 feet high.
Right. And so just imagine being up past 10,000 for the better part of that climb. It's just like, are you insane? Like, how are you even breathing right now?
And the shark fin itself is a 4,000 foot wall. So basically you're just going straight up with snow up like a glass surface.
Yes.
Like carrying all of your stuff too.
Right.
And this takes, so in Free Solo, it takes him basically 4 hours. This is over multiple days.
Right.
So they're camping out on this mountain
on the
as
edge,
well.
On this, like they're hanging. It is insane. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And again, if you know anything about climbing, you know that you do, your tent basically hangs like nail it into the wall and you sleep hanging above the ground, which sounds terrifying.
Yeah,
I would never do. It's like the most ultimate swing ever.
Right.
I don't want to do. And one of the things that, as I mentioned before, Jimmy Chin, who's co-director, he is on this hike, and you kind of like, I'm glad I watched this film before Free Solo, because you get more of an introduction to who Jimmy is.
Right.
Because he's really saying, like, he is a filmmaker and a climber. But he's like, he said that I always think of like himself as a climber first. Mm-hmm. I'm always thinking about the safety of myself and the team. And I make that evaluation before, like, I take the camera out.
Right.
So he really tries to, I feel like he really captures what it's like to be a climber. Because, like, the way they talk to each other is almost, like, jokey quips.
Right.
And I'm like, you're hanging off the edge of the world.
Right. But I feel like how serious are they really to want to do a climb and, you know, especially at that feat, it's like you're not really a serious, super, you know, to the point person. They're just like, oh, all nonchalant, jokey joke.
You kind of have to be.
Yeah. And that's how a lot of the dialogue between the three of them anyway is. It's just like, oh, well, this is this. We're just hanging from the cliff. You're like, wait, what though?
And they're like talking about like, why do you do this? And like the main leader of the team, Conrad, he says like, oh, for the view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I mean, whether he's serious or not, like just like joking like that is like how they're getting through it. And I think we talked about that. All these films are like about the mentality of climbing,
right?
I feel, and just like how you can mentally and physically make this type of like feat, you know, like it's so crazy and difficult and challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like Ariana and I, we were talking about like the frostbite of their feet.
It was ridiculous.
Which is horrifying.
Yes, it was. I had to turn away. I can't look at
stuff
like
that. Trench foot and frostbite. Like, both of them together. Like, that's insane. Because they basically were just existing in their wet socks snow.
Which
for
I was like,
days.
Why wouldn't you, like, double socks and then, like, a plastic bag or something and then another pair of socks and then your shoe?
I mean, I'm sure at that point it's like,
what's the
there's
point?
Nothing dry anymore.
Exactly.
You know? The water gets through the plastic bag.
I know. You know? But it was horrible. And even their fingers and them to continue to climb with frozen hands and fingertips.
God, I know.
And this one, Conrad had his, Conrad had his thumb like bandaged all up. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Why do you not just go back?
Right.
Call it good.
And all of these climbers, like Conrad, especially being the leader, and he was the, I believe he was the eldest member of the team.
Right.
He sort of like he had his own personal demons, I think, related to this climb.
Yeah.
And how it related to his old like climbing mentor.
Right.
And like his mentor's desire to climb this peak.
Yeah.
And so you kind of get like his journey. And then you also learn about Renan and some of the health issues that he experienced.
Yeah, it's
Related to this climb, which was insane.
Which Jimmy found him doing a free solo climb. So he's like, you gotta watch this kid. He's insane. We gotta bring him with us.
Right. It's like bringing the young guy on the team and then dealing with health issues related to that. Mm-hmm. And I think you really feel like Jimmy wanting to trust everyone on this climb,
right.
You know, and how he wants to trust his team. And he knows Conrad, but Conrad will vouch for Renan and how this team comes together and has to like rely on each other to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really. And like how they're like out of food, how they're out of fuel, mm-hmm. how they're at the end of their mental limits,
right?
You know, and pushing themselves.
Right. What I really liked about it is, and each of them say this, all three of them, they're like, we're like, they really understand the value of each person on that team and how they affect how they move forward.
Yeah.
So like in the second part, when they attempted the Maru again,
mm-hmm.
and you can just hear Renan, and he was like, I can't let my team members down. I can't let us down. Like, I wanted to be on this trek. I wanted to go. I have to do it, but I will not let them down.
Yeah.
And the teamwork and the essence of that, like, they're a family themselves, and they just want to get through it together because they all have the same goal. They all want to get to the top.
Right. I completely agree.
So I really liked that part of the filming, and you can just see it and feel it, too.
Right. Also, to mention about this film, there's one part that I find really helpful. The movie is not just filmed of their climb. Like, it films the their first attempt mm-hmm. that didn't work and then their second attempt. And then you also get clips of what goes on in between.
Right.
And then you also have some interviews that are like put throughout the film.
Right. Family members.
Yes.
And
family members and things like that. And there is commentary by I believe his name is John Krakow, and he is an author of the book Into Thin Air, which is about him climbing Everest.
Mm-hmm.
And I found his comments to be very helpful. Kind of like he explains climbing very well,
right?
And he also starts to talk about the mentality of it, which again is just like someone who can talk about it to people who aren't climbers,
right?
And I really appreciated his comments. And also another fact that I want to share is this is the highest grossing independent film of 2015, and it was on the Oscars shortlist of 2016, and also went to the Sundance. It won the Sundance Audience Award in 2015.
That's awesome.
So a very successful film, and I think very well deserving.
Right. Especially in Sundance. Sundance is so fun. If you get a chance to go do it.
Oh, yeah. Go and then send me a postcard.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just want to say I feel like both of these movies are great to watch. They're documentaries, but they're extremely engrossing.
Right. You learn a lot, not just like the climbing, but then like of mentality mm-hmm. to do certain things, you know, the bond between people,
mm-hmm.
The athleticism that goes into all of it, and like the strength. When we were watching, me and my sister were watching Maru, and they're like, oh, this climbing sport. I'm like, that's not a sport. These people are crazy. So, but I understand the athleticism that somebody has to have to be grabbing on like half inch little, you know, things and moving forward, or trying to, you know, scout an angle on a rock to put your anchor in there or whatever. So there's so much to learn in both of these films.
Oh, it's for amazing. Sure. For sure. And as my father would always say, the only sports are mountain climbing, bull fighting, and race car driving, because those are the ones you can die in.
Yeah.
And he's like, everything else is a game. So, like, definitely, it is death-defying.
It is.
And it is amazing to watch. If you can sit through it, you know, you're going to be squirming a bit.
You will.
But they are great films.
Yeah. Highly and if you suggest. Talk back to the screen like me, watch it by yourself or with somebody who doesn't mind you talking back.
You're just
going to,
like, grip their hand the whole time of, like, they're going to die.
Yeah.
So I highly suggest, please take a watch. And thank you all for listening.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.